Spirit to change you and transform you. That's when you will understand who you are. Praise God. Are we together? You know, typically, there are many signs that when you're naive as a Christian, you think that the more someone comes to church, the more they are getting it. You know, it could be a sign, but lots of times it's not a sign. You know, there are one of the major signs that somebody is receiving download from God is how they dress. Are we together? The moment your mind naturally begins to conceive a much more fit dressing style. That's when you know that the mind is changing. You get. Praise God. And so your creativity shines in everything that you do. Okay? And church is the, let me say it again, that church is the perfect place for you to catch that spirit. It's the perfect place. It's the perfect place. It's not a coincidence that, maybe we'll look at it some other Sunday, right? But it's not a coincidence that most creative people in this world are coming from church. Most, you'll be shocked who used to be former drummer in church, who used to be former, you get, right? Most. I mean, it's alarming in the rate of conversion, right? And what also perpetuates that thing is the feeling of wanting to be treated special. It's a very demonic thing. Nobody is, in the house of God, nobody is, you're special, but you're not special, if you get what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are a special person as per you're a child of God, but you are not, we don't need to create unique church for you. You get, those things are just ego. It's feeding the ego of men. Are we together? You get. I don't need to say that, if I want to get a specific type of person here, I need to change it up. No, that's feeding the ego of men. And so, you're not that tag, I'm a creative, I deserve special treatment, Now, many people just, especially in these days, you need to be careful of the things that you say about yourself, all this, I'm depressed. You need to be very careful about it, Do you understand what I'm saying? All this, I have ADHD, How many of you have met people like that? Okay, you understand, You need to be very, very careful because those things are not. If you have issues, say you have issue in life, don't try and explain your issue. You get my point? Be honest with yourself. Again, don't try and explain. What I'm saying is very simple, but this thing is the major reason for, almost all the depression that you people are seeing your mates talk about is this thing that's causing it. It gets where you just, nobody understands me, all those kind of things, That's what causes it. Are we together? So you don't want to create your own unique life, Never be, don't believe that demon that's telling you that you, nobody understands you. There's no human being that people don't understand. There's not one. There's no human being that is such a genius that we don't understand what's going on in his mind. It's not true. Are we together? Are we together? Huh. Hear me. You know, this thing has taken people out. Because you see, emotional wahala is demonic. Are you hearing me? Huh? You know, or let me say it this way. You know, the amount of mad people wearing normal clothes like us are more than the mad people on the streets that their hair is looking tattered. Are you with me? There are mad people everywhere. Right? And what causes it is that people accept bad behavior. You get? Huh? So maybe like now you're a brilliant engineer. You know, maybe those of you that, you know, and it's from, you can see it from young age. Maybe you're a brilliant mathematician, you know, you have brilliance in your mind, and then you have bad behavior. You don't know how to talk to human being. And then everybody just say, well, it's like that. It's like that. That's how, you know, these people, their brain is not normal. Let's just accept it, you know. Look, see, human beings can learn new behavior. Okay? So if you have issue, everybody has different kinds of issues. Some people, they have issue with food. They don't know how to control their appetite. Some people, they have issue with this, with that. Everybody has their own issue. And so the point is that you learn and kill your flesh. Are we together? So don't create that thing of you are a unique generation. There's nothing unique in that context about you. Flesh is flesh. There's nothing deep about flesh. We all know the issues that we have. You know, even when we say you don't know what's in the heart of man. Yeah, we get that, but in a context we know. Do you get me? Ebenezer, are you okay? Are you okay? in a context we know. You understand? Men, for instance, men don't have too much problem. The problem of man is just usually two or three things. Woman, lack of focus, or lack of emotional stability. Are we together? Huh? That's usually, you know, most young boys are not emotionally stable. Praise God. Do you believe me? The women believe me. Do the guys believe me? The guys don't believe me. Okay. You know? That thing of men are not emotional is a lie. Men are very emotional. Men are even more emotional than women. Are we together? Or that's just gaslighting. You're just lying to yourself that you're not emotional. Men are more emotional than women. Men are also more emotionally unstable than women. It's just that you don't know there is emotional instability. You get, you know, today is premiership now. Or you know, there are many men that will not go to heaven because of Champions League. Right? Because typically, maybe for instance, midweek services of every church are usually maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. That's usually when Champions League is playing. And you know the amount of men who can fight for their club. Serious fight, though. Not, break bottle, stab somebody, you know. And that's emotional instability. Praise God. Are we together? You don't know how to control yourself. Huh? Anyway, that's a digression. So the point is that don't create your own unique room for yourself. Don't say that, oh, this is who I am. This is, you know, don't do that. Right? That thing, it kills the Spirit of God. Because instead of being a true creative, you'll be a fake creative. We have lots of fake creatives these days. Are we together? Yes, sir. Eh? Are we together? Even in the music that a lot of you listen to, a lot of that music is trash. I don't mean trash as per is from the devil, as per is worldly. I mean trash. The quality is trash. It's not good. It gets, right? Why? Because people these days, it's more about the appearance. People buy appearance more than quality. So the artists of these days, everybody looks cool. Everybody looks cool. Everybody looks funky hairstyles. But the actual writing is trash. I mean, like trash, like you know. So you don't want to be a fake creative person. You don't want to just be the person that thinks that, you know, if I can just externally showcase something. You know, I know this topic seems very weird, Abby, but please, I'm telling you, please just listen to me. I know why I'm saying what I'm saying. So you don't want to be the kind of person that, you know, is just externally looking as if you have something, but you don't have it. Are we together? Huh? You don't want to just externally look like something, but you don't have it. Huh? You want to be the person that has real substance on your inside. Praise God. Are we together? You want to be the kind of person that has real substance on your inside. Now, part of the ways that you will gain real substance, and this is the this is one of the main points that I want to make. This is the main point I want to make today. Part of the way that you will be, you see, anybody can become a master or a professional at anything. Are we together? Or at least at when I say at anything, what I mean is the things that you want to do, maybe you have an affinity for, you can become a master at it. There's one major ingredient that is required. Huh? That ingredient is time. Are we together? Are we together? What's the ingredient? Time. Huh? You see, the way you naturally grow in your ability to work out a particular thing is very simple. Is to repeat it for a very long period of time. Are we together? Praise God. Are we together? If you're me, shout hallelujah. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this thing because if you don't understand this thing and you want to be an externally creative person, what you do is that you go through shortcuts. You take shortcuts. The shortcut could be that you just look at it. You just look like it, but you don't have it. The shortcut could be that you copy. Eh? Praise God, you copy. Abby? Copying is not bad in itself. Not copying an exam. I mean, everybody gets inspiration from every other person, but what I mean is you just copy. I don't mean that you will see something that be inspired by it. What I mean is that you just copy. Are we together? It can be so bad. You know, some of you, the dress you want to wear to that party is copy and paste. You know, that's our party. The guys might not understand, women understand. It's just copy and paste. Like, you've just gone on Instagram And you're just looking for what to copy. Yeah, just 100%. No change. Get. Praise God. So you don't want to be the person that will just blatantly just rip. Ah, good. All right? You want to be someone that can uniquely create new stuff. Now, the way to be proficient at anything that you want to do, I mean, have a high level of proficiency, is that you need to put in lots of time into it, repeating simple stuff. Praise God. Huh? What did I say? Repeating simple stuff. Maybe you want to learn how to, you know, these people that juggle. Or maybe that might be so much of a complex example. If you perhaps now want to learn how to write. Huh? Want to learn how to write. Meaning you want to learn how to write book and people would cry. That kind of thing. Right? Now, aside, you go to school, you do everything, but what will be the foundation is that every day, if you're a serious person, every day you will just make sure that you write one page of a story. Are we together? And when you do that, after like 2-3 years, you just notice that, it's almost like this thing is getting better. Praise God. So anything you want to do for God, you know, any dope thing you want to do, you are not doing every day. You are not serious, though. You are trying to take shortcuts. You get? Huh? You guys understand what I'm saying? So, in essence, now, you might not be able to train yourself, but if you got me someone to train you, in essence, the first thing that they will do is that they will say, oh yeah, what is a serious trainer? Okay, just be doing this every day, every day, every day, every day. And I tell you the truth, it's that simple. After you put in thousands of hours, you will notice that the way the thing is happening is beginning to change. They're beginning to come up with, okay, if I can do this like this, let me add this here, let me add this here. Are we together? That's how to grow creativity. Huh? So just know that you just have to make sure that you're practicing every day. Every day. You get. The way to be a dope choir is to rehearse. That's the only way. There's no spirit of God that will come. You get? Huh? It's just to spend the hours. Are we together? So if you're gonna be yourself, you're going to have to spend a lot of time focusing on your skills. Just at times it can be as crazy as. And that's why anybody that is trying to be a footballer now, that era has passed. You know, if you are 16 and that's when you're getting serious, that era has passed. It was back in the day that maybe one scout will come to National Stadium. You know, nowadays everybody's doing Project Mbappe from 5. And it's very simple. From five, give me 200 passes a day. Bam. Bam. As you be growing, it'll be building. And then by the time you see the person, you might actually have more raw talents, but the execution of the person is going to be way better than yours. Are we together? So anything you're going to be good at, you're going to have to just practice it every day. Wow, time has gone. You're going to have to practice it. Who is praying? Okay. So you're going to have to practice it every day. We'll pick it up later on.